third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so still lots to talk about this evening. We are in the middle of discussing the Armory, which is a place where, in theory, you can go and get a variety of weapons and bombs and all other manner of very, in some cases, illegal products that you otherwise can't easily access. And, of course, accessing them through the Armory isn't exactly easy either. It's simple, but not necessarily easy. You have to know enough to be able to use Tor. You have to know about Bitcoin and have Bitcoins and be able to understand how to use them in a more anonymous manner.
What are the chances the Fibbies are the ones selling the guns here?
Well, obviously, there's always that that.
It's not like there's very many people selling guns on the Armory website.
Well, right. We were just visiting the Armory here during the news break just to take a look and see what's going on. And it appears that there are approximately one firearm for sale currently on the Armory. It is an AK-47 full auto, selling for approximately 218 bitcoins.
I've heard you can just file down the firing pin to make your AK full auto. There's probably a video on YouTube for that.
Sure, if you can find an AK, if you know where to go to buy an AK, wherever.
Are they the most common?
They are pretty common
in the world.
They are pretty common, but if you don't want to buy them through any legal channels, then they get a little bit more. It gets a little more difficult if you're trying to find an individual seller within your state that is selling an AK, because in some places, or isn't it illegal to cross state lines in order to buy firearms?
I
should not be taking
it
your gun purchasing advice from Free Talk Live or any other radio
program. I'm asking the question, isn't it?
I was reading some of the comments on this article earlier, and there was a guy who claimed that he was a cop, and he said that exact thing.
That it's illegal?
That if you cross state lines, yeah.
Right, so when I bought my AK, I bought it from another individual here in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, it's not illegal to make a sale like that. In a lot of other places, it absolutely is illegal to sell a weapon like that. A place like New York, for instance, probably very illegal. I don't know what all the laws are. I'm certainly no lawyer. And I agree with Mark, we aren't giving legal advice here. But,
and if we were, you shouldn't be listening to it.
But the legal world of gun sales is fraught with regulations and paperwork. And, unless you're buying from another individual, it can be pretty, you're going to be in the system, essentially. And a lot of people don't want that. So this could be valuable. Now, Julia, you say that this Armory is relatively new. I thought I heard about it more than just a couple months ago.
I'm pretty sure it's a couple months old. If you actually go to the Silk Road, there's a link to the news or to the article where they say, hey, here's the Armory. So it would give you an exact date. But I want to say just a few months.
Now, there's only one gun there for sale currently. The article here from Gizmodo says that there have been grenades available there in the past.
Right. Well,
sounds like one dude selling stuff.
Right, yeah. Now, that's the case.
I actually am happy that you went on there and said this, because this article has a real sensationalist tone.
Oh, really?
Basically kind of claims that this is the worst thing ever, and like you can just go and get all these guns, and so I'm kind of happy to see that he was exaggerating quite a bit.
Well, there are also other things that are interesting here, not just guns, but there are what they call melee weapons, which they are actually chemicals in this case. I was expecting brass knuckles or something like that, but here they've got chloroform for sale as well as
chloroform,
cyanide
the melee.
And sulfuric acid. There's a non-lethal category, there's an ammunition category, and an accessories category, as well as some guides on how to build things like an anti-crowd grenade, an anti-armored vehicle mine. A lot of this information you could probably find online, things like the Anarchist Cookbook, for instance. Of course, then again, how accurate the Anarchist Cookbook is a question.
I don't know.
How accurate these articles are is another question as well. Now, on the Silk Road, which is the site that birthed the armory, there is a lot of action. And
yes.
Now, the Silk Road's been around for a couple of years at least, so it's had time to grow. There are dozens, if you go to the Silk Road, which is mostly a drug sales website, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of entries of various different drugs that are for sale. But, of course, it's a lot easier to ship drugs than it is to ship a gun. I mean, it doesn't take near as much room to ship some, you know, a consumable amount of drugs to somebody, whereas sending an AK-47 in pieces is, you know, quite the intensive process. Because that's what you were telling us last hour, is some of these gun shippers are actually breaking down the guns
right.
and sending piece after piece to you.
Right. And I think also with the Silk Road, drugs are easier to get than guns. Legal guns.
Somehow or another, I find the drugs aspect to be less disturbing than the guns aspect of this website. I mean,
look, guns could be used to kill people, and drugs
can.
Less so.
Yeah,
right.
Less likely.
Well, I spent some time on the Silk Road forums just because I think it's interesting, sort of the market aspect of it. And a lot of people are very upset about the armory. There's a lot of people who support the Silk Road that do not support the armory.
Well, that's kind of common amongst drug users. I think it's one of the reasons why Guns and Weed is such a great movie. Gunsandweed.com, I believe, is the site. But Michael W. Dean, the director of that, we've had him on the show a few times. And he made this movie to help that crossover, to get the gun people to see that, hey, you know, people using drugs consensually is not is not a terrible thing. It's not something that should be opposed. Those people should not be put in jail. Similarly, you know, to get the weed or the drug, you know, the drug community, if you will, to see that having guns is not necessarily a bad thing, and that these things can be used for self-defense, and that it's not right to put those people in jail either. If you haven't harmed another human being, you shouldn't be put in jail. And he does a great job of really doing the crossover that's necessary to bring those two groups of people to a more mutual understanding of each other. But there's always been a division there.
I think it's important to point out that these guns would be accessible anyway. I mean, there already is a black market for guns. Absolutely.
Sure.
So,
but you have to have the right connections, right? Like, you have to be in the mob and know the right people. And, you have to have black market underworld connections
sure.
to get something like a full auto AK-47. And the sites like the Armory or the Silk Road are great because they cut out the middleman. They make it so the average person who can understand at least to the point of understanding anonymizing systems on the internet like Tor, and you don't really have to even understand Tor to use it. They've got the Tor browser bundle. You can go to Tor's website, download the browser bundle, and download this thing and double-click. And it starts up Tor for you. It starts up the web browser that's connected to Tor, and your internet experience
right.
is anonymized.
I'm sure most people don't know this site exists.
No, heck no, they don't. I mean, clearly, there's nobody on it. There's literally three or four sellers on the site right now. There's one selling a gun. There's a couple selling some guides to making different things. One guy selling some chemicals. And there's another guy selling ammo. But the question that one of you asked earlier was, what if it's the feds, right?
Yeah, well, what if it is?
What if it's the feds? And that's ultimately one
of the... I mean, somehow this doesn't confront me. I don't see myself going on there and buying hand grenades and fully automatic AK-47s and chloroform. You know, I mean, these kind of things. Now, what's chloroform do? Does that make them tell the truth or knock them out?
I think that's that knocks somebody out, but I'm not positive.
I see.
Wikipedia would know.
Okay. So I just can't see myself doing that, maybe to knock the pigs out before I process them. But, you know, that's it. It just doesn't, you know, why? I don't need that stuff. But, you know, that would be my first thought is really, who's selling that?
Well, if they, like, let's say I bought drugs off the Silk Road and they mail it to me, they would have to have proof that I opened it up and, like, proof of receipt, basically. And one of the policies on the Silk Road is that a good seller will say, like, you never have to sign for this package. So if someone comes to your door and says, hey, you have to sign for this package, the theory is you say, no, I didn't order a package. And then you're never accepting that package, so there's nothing they can do about it. So if a seller just has your name and address, I mean, sure, I don't want the feds having my name and address and knowing that I've purchased drugs. But they have no right. They have no proof that I've received this package and opened it.
Well, right. Unless you accept the package, they don't have proof you ordered it in the first place.
Right.
So, like, there's nothing stopping me from going and ordering this AK-47 and shipping it to your house, Mark. Nothing would stop
True.
Me from doing that. So therefore, there's this plausible deniability factor of if you're not expecting that package and you don't
except
sign
for the
for
fact
it.
That I don't have a mailbox.
Yeah, but UPS will come up to your front door if they're sending it via that. 855-450-FREE. So you've got the factor of plausible deniability where you can claim you didn't know. I don't know. People can send anything they want to, you know, anybody's address. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the Armory. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one should you go this way?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
What with me?
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think?
Excuse me.
There is no video of audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to wait.
Wait a minute. Now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features, and you can enjoy them on us. We've got archives, by the way, that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just go click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as would please you. In fact, you can go to our SoundCloud page and access more than just Free Talk Live. You can get the Edgington Post episodes. I just posted an episode of Free Keen Radio News, or rather Radio Free Keen News, today. So Mark and I, we have our own little kind of side projects that we're doing that are now being posted to the SoundCloud page. You can find our SoundCloud link on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share. Not only will you find the link to the SoundCloud page there, but you also find a link to the Edgington Post podcast, as well as our regular podcast, the iTunes link. It's all right there under Listen and Share on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI, they sponsor our phone lines, and they're big supporters of Liberty and big supporters of Free Talk Live. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we're going to talk about an offensive Bush, or at least to some people it's offensive. But, Julia, did you feel like there was more from this Gizmodo piece regarding the armory, this online forum, essentially, for the sales of all manner of different guns and destructive devices, chemicals, and
Sure. Like I said, it's a really long article. It has a lot of pictures in it, so mm-hmm. it's hard to gauge how much more there is, because he has big pictures of what's supposedly for sale, which is interesting, because they're not the same pictures as what you were just looking at.
Well, when was this article published?
I'm pretty sure recently, actually.
Because the armory right now, we were just...
July 19th?
Okay, yeah, that is pretty recent. Now, according to the Silk Road forums, the armory launched back in February, so
okay.
This has been around for several months. He may have been doing his research weeks ago.
Right. So he asks, who are these anonymous online gunslingers? No one can know for sure, and not a single one of them will mention where they source their wares or provide even the slightest shred of locational information.
Yeah. Well,
obviously.
Although on the Silk Road, they do sometimes reveal the location in general of the country of where the seller is from. But
yes.
that's about as detailed as you're going to get as far as where the stuff's coming from.
Some of them won't even talk to you unless you use an added layer of super tough PGP encryption in all your messages, gliding the lily with layer upon layer.
Gilding.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's making something prettier than it already. You know, something that's pretty is already, like the old blue on black song, you know, just doing something more that doesn't necessarily need to be done.
Got it. Thank you.
Sure.
With layer upon layer of software scrambling. There's Dave 00.
By the way, if I was buying a fully automatic AK-47 online, I would absolutely want to use PGP. It's pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good protection.
Privacy. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
No way. What? Gilding the lily? Yeah. If you're a reporter who's got nothing at stake.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sure.
There's Dave 00, a European who will ship you a bazooka. Hello.
That's the guy selling the AK right now.
I'm Dave 00, a new firearms and explosives supplier. I have plenty of contacts all over the EU that can provide me a large variety of weapons, ammunitions, and explosives. Usually all orders...
I thought the EU is where all the gun control was.
Well, maybe that's
surprise?
Why they need...
How
surprise.
Is it he could get a bazooka in a place that has all this gun control?
If you know the right people, Mark, you can get anything.
It's true.
Of course, that's true.
I can ship in various ways, postal systems for small orders and dead drops with GPA location. That's something I've never
GPS?
Heard of. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Sorry. That's something I've never heard of.
Yeah, I don't know what a dead drop is either.
Yeah, this is like what spies do.
Right.
And yeah, so you just...
I drop a package off, you drop the money off, somehow we coordinate this and make sure we're not getting scammed.
Somehow I doubt he would be dropping the package off.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah,
but I've never heard of that before, so this is something.
Well, he's
going to
drop it off
guy.
And then give you the GPS location.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
So you don't know where
so
it is
under
beforehand.
Under the bridge next to XYZ.
Yeah. There you go. It's cached.
Yep.
I can create custom listings on request. I can ship in all EU and also to the USA. I am able to get handguns, fully automatic weapons, machine guns, grenade and RPG launchers, and ammunitions.
Now, think about this. Now, You know, I don't, again, I don't think that violence is the solution to problems, but think about how handy a site like this would come in for some, one of those revolutions where, you know, people are rising up against Gaddafi or some other nut job, like, you know, if you...
And they had bitcoins.
Yeah. And, you know, that this could be something that could come in handy in a situation like that. Although I have a feeling that if there were some sort of a scene like that, all of a sudden more weapons would be available in the, you know, the physical black market as well, simply because there would be a demand for it, and so people would turn up likely to supply it.
Right. I started asking around via private message, do you have what it takes to arm a small militia group, say 20 people? I made it clear that I needed something more powerful than what was displayed on the site. The answers poured in. I can provide Tech-9, Scorpion, AK-47, and one single Vietnam War Thumper, but it's ammo costs. SMGs are less expensive and satisfy your self-protection or combat needs very well. The sound of an easy-to-conceal Soviet Scorpions can scare the most bad F out there. I'm telling you this.
And this is Dave 00
yes,
responding.
Yes, this is
to
him
us?
Responding.
Okay.
I'm telling this for you. One single grenade of a thumper costs 50 bitcoins to me. The GL itself would be around 100 to me.
So take one grenade for 50 bitcoins right now, $9 per bitcoin.
That's $450.
Just do the easy math and say 10, and you know.
Right. Take your time to choose. There's no rush, but be sure your purchase is worth it.
Hmm.
So he goes on, and it is very interesting.
So now this, what's also interesting about this is if this guy writing this piece, Gizmodo was it?
Uh-huh.
If this guy's really so upset about the existence of the armory, he should have kept his mouth shut, because it's articles like this is what
right.
made people go and find the Silk Road. Some articles came out about the Silk Road like, oh, my God, there's drugs online.
Gizmodo can't leave this alone. This is Gizmodo. They cannot leave this alone. I've got to say I'm disturbed by this, too. I am. I'm disturbed by the idea. But I know there's nothing I can do about it. I know that people are buying and selling weapons in real life, so the expectation that that's not going to happen online, I think that privacy online, the governments have made that happen. Governments have driven people to, they're shutting down websites all over the place. The Mega Uploads website, because somebody might have put some copyrighted material on this. I mean, the governments are causing this problem. And that's what happens.
You know, I don't have a problem with this at all. I like what the administrator over at the Silk Road wrote in his introduction as to what the armory is. He says that here at Silk Road, we have recognized the smallest minority of all, you. Every person is unique, and their human rights are more important than any lofty goal, any mission, or any program. An individual's rights are the goal, are the mission, are the program. If the majority wants to ban the sale of guns on Silk Road, there is no way we're going to turn our backs on the minority who needs weaponry for self-defense.
I can't disagree with that.
In a lot of places, you can't get a gun legally. This would be your only option if you didn't have the black market personal connections to get them. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not the old and old free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, bring it any you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got the mobile site, the cam, all kinds of different stuff. We give it all away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's one way that you can help the show out. If you've got some bitcoins you want to throw us, you can even give us half a bitcoin, because that's one of the cool things about bitcoins. You can divvy them up down to several decimal places, so you can do all that. And another way to help the show out is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what you can do there is join up with the programs. $3 a month is all it costs, and that money is taken and invested into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more, go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. You know, before we get to the Bush, just a little bit more on the idea of sending things anonymously online, or dealing with the sites like the Silk Road or the Armory, which is the new anonymous weapons buying site put up by the folks that are running the Silk Road. You know, there was actually a thread on the forum for the Armory, where each, you know, the Silk Road and the Armory have their own forums. You can go and interact with other people who have the same interests as you, which is buying things that are illegal, typically, online. And
apparently,
one guy was asking, you know, is this Dave 00, who's currently the only guy selling any kind of firearms on the site, is he legit? You know, is he someone from which you should buy? And one person, you know, said this dead drop thing is a terrible idea. And, you know, on further thought, it makes sense, right? Like, maybe I don't understand exactly how the dead drop works. I did pull up a Wikipedia piece here about it, but I haven't had a chance to get into it in detail. But if this guy drops off a firearm at a location and then sends you the GPS coordinates, if he is a Fed, all they have to do is monitor the location for you to come pick it up. That seems like a really dangerous situation. And, you know, if you manage to get some flunky to go and pick it up for you without them knowing what it was, it could put that person in serious jeopardy as well.
That's anyway, true.
Just some thoughts I have.
Well, there. And you would think this guy, it doesn't have the same traffic as the Silk Road, whereas a seller on the Silk Road has a lot of feedback. I'm sure this guy isn't selling tons and tons of weapons, so he doesn't have the same amount of feedback.
There aren't tons and tons of weapons available on the site.
Right.
No, there's one right now. Just one one firearm.
It'd be interesting to know if people got delivered the stuff that they said they were delivered.
Right.
Though.
Well, this is where the forum comes into handy, right? So there's one guy who claims he used Dave 00, and he'll, you know, post.
I want to know that he's still out of jail 9 months later.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Well, that's one of the tricky parts is nobody's
actually.
Going to
I don't care
himself.
Because I don't know what I'm going to do with a law's rocket.
Yeah. Nobody's going to identify themselves though, so you'll never really be able to verify their story.
I mean, it's New Hampshire. I can get all the fireworks I need.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's a bush in the UK that apparently has been there for many years and now faces being cut down because of the police. What
yes, this is from the Daily Mail. A gardener who carved a giant bush into a hand displaying a rude gesture has been ordered to remove it after being accused of committing a public order offense. Richard Jackson has displayed the offensive topiary, which shows the middle finger sign in his garden for the last 8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It is very well manicured.
It really is. It's a sort of a comic book finger that they've got here.
It has a fingernail on it, so yep. If you were to see it. If you were to see this picture, and we'll post the link for you a little bit later over at the Free Talk Live BBS.
It's more like Mickey Mouse giving the finger. I mean, it's kind of short and squat. It's cartoony.
Well, and it's surrounded by other pretty bushes, too.
Yeah, that could just as easily be a very tall pile of poo.
Yes.
It's got the fingernail carved into it, though, so it really looks like a middle finger. Like,
yep,
there's no mistaking this for anything else.
I would call it whimsical.
Oh, it's great. It's brilliant.
The 53-year-old has now been told by the council to alter it after a neighbor complained, but he has refused to comply. Mr. Jackson from Tamworth said, "I was contacted by the police, and they said that the council has been in touch because somebody had complained about the bush. Apparently, one person was offended by it, and the police said it was a public order offense."
Well, it is an offensive gesture. I mean, let's be clear. It's no surprise that somebody would be offended by it. The surprising thing is it's been there 8 years.
I don't intend to change it, though. I'm not a troublemaker, and I don't want to offend anyone.
He's got a giant middle finger in his yard. He's not a troublemaker. I mean, isn't it obvious what his answer to this person is complaining about it is?
But at the same time, it's been here for 8 years, and I don't see why I should have anybody telling me what to change in my garden.
Absolutely.
Mr. Jackson says his neighbors are backing his pledge to keep the shrubbery and have even started
his real neighbors,
his
like
Save
his actual
the
neighbors.
Bush campaign. Right, because this is you had a situation like this with your couch or whatever.
Wasn't my
where it, well, the neighbor's couch. There was a couch. It was on your yes. property. Where an anonymous person complains.
That's right.
They don't have the nerve to come to you and say, "Hey, I don't like your bush. Is there any way we could compromise or anything?" They don't even bother. They just skip that step because they're afraid of the confrontation.
That's right.
And they just want their way, and they go straight to the police and get them to do their dirty work, basically.
That's so exactly what happened.
I do recall, I think you went around door to door trying to get a little support for your crappy couch moldering on the lawn.
Well, no, I just wanted to know what they thought. I mean, because I didn't even know it was there. And
I will agree with that.
Another one of my neighbors didn't know it was there either. I went to the folks across the street, the ones that were invisible distance of this this couch, and I spoke to them, and none of them seemed to care about it. They just did. Now, of course, they could lie, right? They could be lying and saying they didn't care because they were afraid to, afraid to confront me about it, and I was there confronting them, and so, I mean, it wasn't mean or nasty or anything like that. I was being neighborly in the way that I asked about it. But, you know, you could, in theory, say, oh, well, maybe they lied to you. Well, I know it wasn't them because I did end up going to trial for this, and during the trial, I asked during cross-examination who it was that the complaining party was, and the judge forced the code enforcement to actually answer the question. So I ended up finding
out. And it turns out it was a city bureaucrat.
Yeah, right. A city worker who lives way down the street, like not even anywhere near visible distance of my house.
Right.
So and this is with whom you had a disagreement with. So they used their power.
That's true.
Right.
Used the power of the seat.
So this guy did something similar where he talked to his actual neighbors, the ones presumably living adjacent to him, and they support him.
Yes, they've started a campaign, Save the Bush. He added, if everyone likes it and there's only one complaint in 8 years, then I don't think it's a public offense, as the majority aren't offended. I don't think the police wanted to be here as much as I wanted him here, but he did ask me if I could make alterations to it, but I won't.
Good for him, and neither
for
should
alteration.
It matter. Neither, like cutting off
the finger off?
Neither should it matter if a majority is offended, because free speech, and I know this is in the UK, but free speech is about protecting the unpopular speech. So if you want to put some sort of offensive bush in your yard or, you know, have a naked gnome or, you know, put some sort of profanity on the side of your house, that should be your choice.
I think if you get offensive enough in your front yard, it's going to get, you know, there's going to be a problem and I'm not going to support you in it necessarily. But when you're talking about this thing is, it's whimsical and it's been there for 8 years. I mean, I just think that
it's a bush.
So you think
the majority should rule?
Being the super genius. No, I'm just saying that you're going to have trouble. I mean,
okay,
look,
well,
you put a giant statue of a throbbing big one in your yard, somebody's going to come and bash that thing down with a sledgehammer.
I support free speech. I will. I think that
I
person should
do.
Be allowed to
you,
do that.
You think that people should have moldering couches on their front
no,
lawns too?
I don't think so. I think if you want to have a yard, a neighborhood free of these things, you should have a deed restricted neighborhood in which you live.
I support free speech, but I also agree with Mark in that there will be social consequences to having overly offensive things. But it doesn't seem to be the case with this story. His neighbors seem to be in support of it.
Indeed. 855-453. We can find out more about that. Also, we'll take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. If you make them, 855-450-3733. Only moments remain in just moments here. 855-453. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you dial in at 855-453. It's SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you on the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any of those. That's news.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls here. And if there's more on the Bush thing, we'll try to get to that. I want to make sure we can get your thoughts on first. Joshua is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Joshua. Joshua, going once. Hey, Joshua. You're on the air. Oh, we seem to be having some trouble. I noticed the phone lines, folks were calling in and kind of dropping off. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties.
Haven't been getting a lot of calls tonight.
No, we have not. So there may be something going on behind the scenes. 855-450-FREE is the number here. So was there more, Julia, to the story about the Bush?
There's only a couple sentences in here. The one part I guess I'd like to mention is, because I think this is interesting, he called it a public order offense.
This is the, zoning guy or cop or whatever?
Right, it was the police that came to them. So it says here that public order offenses cover a wide range of crimes, including riots, violent disorder, violence and harassment. So, to me...
So having a bush that is shaped in the as a middle finger...
Right.
It's a threat.
It doesn't seem to... fit in that at all. So he says he's not cutting it down. I support him. And the comments, I love to read the comments and articles, and it seems that everyone is in support of this bush.
Well, that's good to know, and I hope this works out for him. But if it doesn't, it would be interesting video to have him video the police coming out with some sort of a chainsaw or hedge trimmer and actually cutting this down. It would just be absolutely outrageous. Ridiculous behavior on the part of the police, and absolutely that needs to be cataloged if it actually goes down like that.
Yeah, this is a topiary that's been there for 8 years. As I understand, by the way, the middle finger, this is just my understanding of it, the middle finger isn't as offensive in Great Britain as it is in the United States. Mm. And it's just a gesture. It could very well mean top of the morning to you in, you know, Bombay. So, I mean, it's just a gesture. And
just because somebody's offended by something doesn't mean anybody should have to change anything. Like, your paint color on your house might be offensive to me. Do I get to call the local government and complain about that?
Depends where you live.
It actually might be a pointer finger because there's only four fingers. So there's no way to even tell that it's for sure the middle finger.
Is there a thumb? There's no thumb there?
It looks like there's a thumb. There's definitely four fingers.
It sure
fingers.
Looked like a middle finger to me when I looked at it.
Yes, it does look like a middle finger, but it really could be any finger.
Let's go. Once again, we're going to try Josh here in West Virginia. Are you there, Josh?
Yes, guys. Sorry about that.
No worries. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just... going to bring up on a side note, you guys were talking about the middle finger. I was wondering if they might want to change the state boundary lines of West Virginia because we're shaped exactly like a middle finger.
Oh, God. West Virginia looks like a middle finger?
Absolutely. Look at it on the map.
Okay.
Don't have the map in front of me at the moment, but...
there is that little piece that's sticking up.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, I talked to you several times. I was just curious about... You were talking earlier about gun rights. I wanted to know your thoughts on, you know, states passing laws to nullify, like, the National Defense Authorization Act, or you know, if there were a U.N. gun ban, what do you think the result or the fallout would be on the federal level for states doing that?
I think that at some point there's going to be a real situation between the feds and the states because states are more and more exercising the power of nullification. The Supreme Court's going to, because they work for the federal government, is likely to say that, the federal government has precedent, and they've already basically said, now that you states have signed up to be in the union, you can't leave. So once you have somebody in a situation where they can't leave, they are your slave. And so, they're going to treat the states like they're slaves. If the states wish to act like they are free, then
you're going to have to stand up.
Yeah, there's going to be a point of contention, and I hope that point of contention isn't something that blows up into bloodshed or anything like that, but there's going to be a point where somebody tells somebody to take a long walk off a short pier.
If they start coming around confiscating guns, it's only a matter of time before they get to somebody who's not willing to go.
There are people out there that say, oh, my cold, dead body.
They say it. How many of them mean it will remain
seen. It only takes a few.
Yeah. Josh, thanks for the call tonight, man. Go ahead.
I was just curious because I'm actually a House of Delegates candidate down here, and we were actually going over that in our party platform meeting today, and we did put that in there, the nullification process.
Awesome.
Virginia passed that bill saying, hey, we're not going to comply with the National Defense Authorization Act, and we want to push to do the same here in West Virginia.
Great.
Fantastic. What party are you involved in?
Well, I would like to think of myself as an independent-minded person. I'm definitely a freedom-loving person, but I'm running as a Republican. I've talked to you guys a couple times about it, and it's looking very much like we're going to win. It'll be the first time since the late teens or early 20s.
Josh, okay, best of luck with your campaign, and thanks for the call tonight.
Out.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Brian, listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian.
Yeah. Hey.
What's on your mind?
One thing to say, you guys are talking about the Armory.
Yes, right? That's right. The online website where guns can be purchased anonymously, in theory.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to send out a note to everybody, like the younger people, the less experienced in America. Don't try to use sites like that. I mean, that would be a federal crime. And like, really, I mean, if you think that you can get away with it by shipping it in smaller parts and stuff, I mean, that's really just.
Well, do you know anything about these websites, these anonymous sites?
I know enough. I got to tell you, I know enough.
I don't think you do. I mean, with all due respect, I don't think you do. Have you done your research on this? Because people are buying drugs every single day, and hundreds of people are buying drugs frequently on the site called the Silk Road, which works exactly the same as the Armory, and it is very safe.
Mm-hmm. And you can get a lot stiffer sentence. I'm saying, okay, Ian, here, you want a challenge? I know you just couldn't do this on air, but, I mean, you go buy yourself a gun. I mean, you said you got an AK-47, and that's cool, because how'd you buy it?
You just I bought from another individual here in New
exactly.
Hampshire, and it's entirely legal to do that. Look,
and
obviously, people who are using these sites.
It's entirely legal. There's all kinds of ways to do it. There's a website called Gun. Just to put this out there on air. Are you still there?
Yep, right here, man.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
People know this
it's
is illegal.
I put out this website. I don't work for them or anything, but it's called gunbroker.com.
And I'm familiar with it,
you can find anything on there, but what, how it works is they, I mean, of course, it works in the federal system. I know you still got to
right,
go
that's not an anonymous website. Look, the people buying from the Silk Road, they're buying drugs from the Silk Road, that are buying guns from the Armory, they know they're committing a federal offense by doing this. That's part and parcel to the whole operation.
The process to get on these websites is not just going to thearmory.com. So you have to put a lot of thought and effort into
I think
it.
The,
oh, yeah. I'm
what
sure
the caller
that, I mean,
is saying
like,
here is be careful. At the be extremely, extraordinarily careful. This
well,
isn't
he was fear-mongering.
Okay,
he's saying
and,
don't
and
do
and
it.
That's really, if I could just give one more question. I just wanted to ask Mark. I mean, Mark, would you do this? Because
no,
I know I wouldn't.
Heck
I mean,
no.
I'm not a felon.
Not
I can buy guns,
not
but I got to tell
I wouldn't
you.
Get, I wouldn't
I would not.
This.
Wyoming has very open gun laws. I would not go buy a gun from this site, and I just want to...
Well, great. You don't
tale,
live in a
okay.
jurisdiction.
And I knew you were wanting to say it, Mark.
Brian, you don't live in a jurisdiction in which guns are prohibited. Congratulations. You live in Wyoming where you can easily go and buy all manner of firearms. Some people live in a very restricted area in which maybe they still want to defend themselves with a firearm, and they should be able to do that. And this website would allow them to if they're willing to take the risk.
Exactly, exactly. And I just didn't think maybe that's all I wanted to say, Ian, was like, I don't know if you talked about the risk as much as like how easy it is, and maybe
wasn't it clear that we were talking about something highly
some,
illegal?
Explore some alternative. Like most people don't know, in most states, you just post a classified ad. You know, say
that's
what
not
gun,
always
you know,
legal.
Or something, and you know.
Well, if you don't know what the laws, hold on, Brian. If you don't know what the laws are, and I can tell you, I don't. I don't know what all the laws are out there. I know I'm in New Hampshire where there aren't as many of them, thank goodness, but I don't know what all of them are.
Oh,
if you don't know what
great.
All the laws are, how do you know by posting a classified ad that you might get in, you might not get involved, or you might get involved in some sort of an illegal transaction?
Actually, you got me there. I don't.
Right. So at least with the you know these websites.
Actually, I mean, I know where I live. I know, like, if I do that.
Right.
I don't.
I'm glad that you know. We're talking about everyone else, right? You were calling to warn everyone else because you're not worried because you live in Wyoming, but you were warning everybody
else. Guess what? Let me tell you this. This little interaction we just had came out with one thing: is research the laws where you live. And then
you can research all you want to. That doesn't mean you'll understand what they say. They're written in legalese. They're very hard to understand. Thanks, Brian, for the call. I appreciate it. You know, if we didn't make it clear, when you buy things on the Armory and the Silk Road, it's illegal, likely, what you're buying.
You better darn sure be sure.
I'm not necessarily telling anybody that they should go and buy a gun on the Armory. I don't necessarily.
I'm
not going to
go out on a limb and say you shouldn't.
I'm going to go and say that I know people who have purchased drugs on the Silk Road, and it has been a very successful process. It has gotten them drugs that are of quality, that is almost unmatched in the open the other side of the black market, and at a decent price. So if you're willing to take those risks, these online systems lower risk, which we could talk about more.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.